In Christ alone, my hope is found.
Good morning, friends. Welcome to this edition of Bible Points, a production of Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. Let's talk about what God said. Here's Revelation 1 and verse 8. I am the Alpha and the Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. It never ceases to amaze me that people can take the Bible and so misread it. If you were to treat a medical text like some people treat the Bible, we would all be dead, because everybody would have their own interpretation of what the medical text said. And if the medical text said to operate and take out the appendix, well, then just assuming that it says to me what I want it to say to me, then I'm going to take out the heart instead. Well, you can see the outcome of that. It's not going to last very long. We're going to die. Well, it's the same thing with God. If God says for us to do something and we do it in a way that God doesn't want it done, if we take out the heart rather than the appendix, spiritually speaking, then we're going to die. If we don't do what God said, then we're going to perish. And that means hell. On the other hand, if we do what God wants us to do, then we are going to go to heaven. It's just that easy. It's not difficult. All of these other denominations round about, man, there's so many of them. And they each have their own flavor. They each have their own thing. And they say, no, this is the way that you interpret what God said, or no, this is the way that we understand what God said. And a lot of it comes from just personal belief. It's just what we make up, and I like what it says there, and so I'm just going to roll with that. Doesn't really make any difference what God says or what God means. It's just a cafeteria sort of thing, and we like this verse, and we like that verse, and I like this verse, and so I'm going to apply this meaning to that verse, regardless of the context, regardless of what's going on before and after that verse. It doesn't make any difference who's talking and who the recipients are. It's just that I really love this verse, and then to me, I want to attach this meaning to it. So that's what that verse means. And goodness gracious, I have the right to do that. Well, good thing you're not a lawyer. Once again, it's a good thing you're not a doctor. It's a good thing you're not a rocket scientist. It's a good thing you don't work for national defense. It's a good thing you're not president. It's a good thing that, well, we could just go on and on and on with that. But you get the point. It doesn't really make any difference what God says, does it? I mean, after all, he's just God. He's the creator of all existence. He created you and me. And if he says whatever it is that he says, we can just kind of sort of blow it off and not do as he says, or not listen to him, or do something other than what he says. You know, if he tells us to put the stick over there, and we indeed pick up a stick, but we place it someplace else. Man, I tell you what, that didn't work for Nadab and Abihu. They offered strange fire to God, and God killed them on the spot. I guess to God, it is important that people do as he directs, as he commands. Otherwise, Uzzah wouldn't have died when he put his hand out to steady the ark. Nadab and Abihu wouldn't have died if they had not offered strange fire, if they had done what God wanted them to do. And, you know, it's just that this goes on century after century. And the amazing thing is to me, it's just plain English. 99% of the New Testament is not difficult to understand. If we could just get John Calvin out of the way, if we could get the Wesley brothers out of the way, if we could get Ellen G. White out of the way, if we could get Joseph Smith out of the way, he's either a liar or a lunatic, I'm just telling you straight out. If we could just get all of these other man-made thoughts out of the way and just take a look, an objective look at what God says. The concept of God and His speaking is the target for today's devotional. You know, if God speaks, isn't it wise and safe to hear what He has to say? Many cultures, whatever their version of God might be, they understood that if He spoke, it would mean a horrible death if they disobeyed Him. Well, you know, it's the same with Jehovah God. Disobeying the one true God has never been a healthy move for His recipients. Ask any of the Old Testament Jews who disobeyed. Disobey God and it means death. Obey God and it means blessings. That's the way things are with Him. He gives us a choice. Do what I say or don't do what I say. Receive blessings or receive death. We want to make sure we got this right. Get His message down correctly. Doing something close to what He says won't work. We have to do as He says completely. It's really the only way to live. Thank you so much for listening to our podcast this morning. You're always welcome to visit us at Matthew Street Church of Christ in Bay City, Texas. We're at the corner of Avenue I and Matthew Street. We meet at 9:30 for Bible study on Sunday mornings, 10:30 for worship, and again at 7 p.m. on Wednesday evenings for Bible study. Thank you so much. Have a great day. Blessings to you. Please remember to do what God says. Bye-bye now.